And finally today, skateboarding. It makes its Olympic debut on Sunday in Tokyo. Competitors will show off the skills they developed on the streets and skate parks around the world. NPR's Mandalit Del Barca reports on this sport with rebel roots in Southern California.
The skate park on the sand at Venice Beach is a skateboarding landmark. The area is known as Dogtown, and for decades, skateboarders have come here to show off their skills, doing acrobatic flips and tricks. Ruby Molina, whose family owns a nearby skate shop, says this is where the board sport got its start.
And they would build homemade ramps and start, like, hardcore shredding, and all the kids would just come, and, like, that was their getaway.
Back in the day, skateboarding was an offshoot of surfing, another sport making its Olympic debut. In fact, skateboarding was first known as sidewalk surfing, with kids on long wooden boards with metal wheels riding the cement as though they were riding the waves.
Grab your board and go sidewalk surfing with me.
The pioneering 1970s Zephyr skateboarding crew was featured in the documentary Dogtown and Z-Boys. They boasted about sneaking into backyard swimming pools, draining them to skate inside.
The Zephyr team really sparked a revolution.
Once pool riding came in, that's like all that we wanted to do.
Skateboarders looking for off-limit locations would get stopped by police. Sometimes they still do. Legendary skateboarder Tony Hawk told NPR in 2006, it was always a bit of an outlaw street culture with a bad rep.
It was a kid's fad, a waste of time, a dangerous pursuit, a crime.
Skateboarding became popular around the world, and Hawk turned his childhood hobby into a career. He's always talked about how the Olympics need skateboarding to attract young fans. Now that day is here, and Hawk, now 53, is in Tokyo as an official Olympics commentator.
We used to see ourselves as a family of misfits, but now the world will call us Olympians.
At the Games, street skaters will compete on a course that includes stairs, handrails, curbs, ledges, benches. Park skaters will try to outdo each other's mid-air tricks on a course that resembles half pipes for snowboarding. Before coming to Tokyo, Team USA skateboarders rode past American flags in downtown Los Angeles. Among them, street skater Nijah Houston. The tattooed 26-year-old from Laguna Beach, California, is already the top-ranked, highest-paid skateboarder in the world. He's been a pro since he was 10.
I love skateboarding because it's the funnest thing on earth. And that goes for not only if you're one of us about to skate the Olympics or just a kid out there skating your skate park, just having fun. It's the freedom, the love, it brings us all together, and the nonstop challenge and the progression.
It's that free spirit that first attracted 34-year-old Olympian Alexis Sablon. She's a New Yorker, an artist, an architect with a master's from MIT. She grew up skating in Connecticut.
You didn't call skateboarding a sport. It was like the anti-jock thing to do.
Sablon says skateboarding for fun was always about self-expression, creativity, and style, not about the pressure of earning an Olympic medal.
There's the nostalgic younger part of me that kind of wants to rebel against this new format of skateboarding and say, well, the thought that people will grow up skateboarding in the future with, like, an Olympic gold medal in mind is so foreign to me, you know?
As strange as it feels to her, Sablon says it's still an honor to be competing at the Olympics. Here in Tokyo, Sablon and her American teammates are facing off against rivals from Brazil, Japan, and Sky Brown, the 13-year-old UK skateboarding sensation. Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News, Tokyo.